Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to your Save Money for Financial Freedom hypnotic download from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name is Mark Tyrrell and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. To get the best from this download session, make sure that you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down comfortably. Shortly, you'll find that you're beginning to relax very deeply as you listen to the sound of my voice. Before you reach the deepest state of relaxation, I'm going to say a few words about saving money and moving towards real financial freedom. Consumer debt worldwide is higher than ever before. We're spending more and more money that we don't have. Millions of people are struggling to pay off high-interest credit loans and multiple debts. The common attitude is, I'm so deep in debt already, what difference does it make if I spend a bit more money? That thinking is a trap. Debt and money worries can make people lie to others and themselves, rocking relationships and undermining enjoyment and satisfaction in life, in all areas. It can seem totally overwhelming, and it's not easy to tell where it would be best to even make a small start in dealing with it. How many bank statements, or even final demands, lie unopened and unread? It often seems that the easiest option is to bury one's head in the sand. But the truth is that the first step you need to take is to face reality. This session will help you do this, and it will help you to begin to take the other steps you need to take to become financially free at last. Firstly, you need to stop spending on things that aren't essential with money that you don't have. Work up the courage to tell lending organizations and even your loved ones what the true situation is. You need to reorganize yourself to reduce debt. Talk to financial institutions. Be frank and open. You may have felt ashamed and embarrassed or a failure, but institutions see people in debt for hundreds of thousands all the time. For them, it's no great shakes. It's their business. And far from being a failure, you are taking responsible action. To do all this, you need to be able to feel calm and clear when thinking and dealing with debt. You need to stay focused on reducing your debt and start to save money where you can. You're going to develop real skills for getting out of debt. Soon you'll be able to start saving, even small amounts. You'll be able to forecast your spending. You'll be able to look calmly at your bank statements and understand them. And you'll be able to speak frankly to lending institutions and be honest with your loved ones. These skills are going to serve you for the rest of your life, gaining you increasing financial freedom. It may seem at first like a daunting task, but the small steps that you take to decrease your spending and increase your income can and will begin to snowball, gaining momentum in the future, even if you don't immediately see how that is possible. In the old days, humans used to hunt and forage for food. Then around 10,000 years ago, they began to plant and nurture seeds. And those seeds began to regularly yield crops and fruit. Over time, we humans began to find ways to keep, store, and even freeze this food so that it could be saved, carrying us through lean times, allowing us time to plan for the future. And I would just like you to close your eyes. That's it. Allowing yourself to focus on that breathing as you just breathe in and out. Allowing that body to begin a natural journey of relaxation. Allowing each and every muscle and cell to rest and relax naturally. As you become aware of the sound of that breathing and how, with each breath out, you can naturally release the less relaxing feelings and thoughts from the day, breathing comfort and calm into your hands right now. That's good. And I wonder if you can imagine standing at the top of a staircase in front of you, perhaps made of stone, or wood, or brick. And with each step that you take, as I count you down from 10 to 1, allowing further and deeper relaxation to develop within, and 10 and 9, perhaps noticing the feel of those stairs beneath those feet. And 8. Perhaps feeling the temperature of the air on your skin. And 7. That further step down towards deeper relaxation and rest. And 6. Feeling that oppression lifting. And 5. The numbers going down. Noticing the light that surrounds you. And 4. And 3. Becoming aware as you travel down into further relaxing calm of a special place at the bottom of those stairs, perhaps somewhere that you've been before, or perhaps somewhere that you would like to go. It really doesn't matter. And 2, moving ever closer to further natural calm right down. And 1, stepping down into this special place of yours. Good. Beginning to notice your surroundings, perhaps the color of the sky above you, or flowers dancing in a gentle breeze, becoming aware of perhaps the sun against your face, or of a gentle, warming breeze enveloping you in further relaxation. Becoming aware of the sounds around you. Perhaps of birds singing in the distance. Or the rustling of leaves in the trees, allowing yourself to spend a few moments to relax further and enjoy this surrounding rest and calm. Listening closely, here and now. And one beautiful summer's day, under a sky of wonderful deep blue, dotted with a few snow-white clouds, a young girl walked along the shoreline of a quiet beach. And as she walked along, she dipped her toes in the water's edge, allowing the waves to caress her feet, and sensing the grains of sand against the soles of her feet. And as she looked behind her, she noticed her own footprints in the sand, showing the path that she'd taken. And her face and body were warmed through by the rays of the summer sun. And at that moment, she felt totally carefree and comfortable and at peace with the world. And then the girl suddenly noticed some dark shapes ahead of her on the sand and realized that many starfish had been washed ashore and were lying stranded beneath the hot sun. And the young girl quickened her pace a little, the water splashing around her ankles as she hurried along. And gently she picked up one starfish in her hand, noticing its texture and temperature, and released it back into the sea. And then she picked up another as gently as before, taking care to avoid injuring it through haste or carelessness, and cast it back into the sea, and then another. And an old man approached the girl on the beach and gruffly said to her, "What are you doing?" And the young girl quietly replied, "I'm saving the starfish." And the old man looked around, puzzled, and said, "What is the point? There are so many, you can't possibly save them all." And the young girl calmly picked up another starfish and released it into the sea, and then said to the old man, "But I can save this one." And she picked up another starfish and let it go, and this one. And she continued picking them up one by one and returning them into the sea. And as you relax further in this special place, I would like you to imagine that just to the side of you, there is a mirror. Noticing its shape and how the light can reflect off this glass. This mirror allowing you to reflect within. And I would like you to look within this mirror and notice the clarity and crispness of the reflection. And becoming aware now that the glass begins to mist over that reflection. And as it clears again, you see a clearer picture. And notice yourself in this mirror, beginning to organize your finances, seeing yourself opening those red letters, those unopened bills, opening them, checking your statements, getting things together. For the first time, being able to see the situation more clearly. So just watch yourself in that mirror from the future. That's it. Beginning to sort things out. That's it. Making phone calls to relevant banks and institutions. Discussing your current finances. Finding out how they can help you and you can work together to take control of the situation. Setting up affordable repayment plans, paving the way to make change, becoming aware after these discussions that you can take control of this. And now, seeing yourself speaking to loved ones or friends and being straight with them about your finances. Noticing how you look as the weight begins to lift. Now that this worry has been shared, using their suggestions and ideas to help you. Beginning to write down notes, that pen on paper. Writing a list of the monies that you owe. Constructing a realistic plan of who you need to repay and how much you've agreed you will be paying them. When you will be paying them, writing it all down on paper, providing clarity to the situation, a clearer picture, allowing you to take stock and starting to make change happen. Seeing yourself making small savings, even though others might think they're trivial, but you know, do you not, that when you count the pennies, the pounds begin to look after themselves. Each and every penny saved, making a difference. Another step in the right direction, allowing you to look at your finances in a more positive light. Making that decision to hold back your impulses and avoid spending money that you don't have. Buying for a time only the basic items that you really need. Noticing how this can start to make change. The pennies and pounds adding up at the end of each day. Making progress, however small, at this stage, allowing you to see a glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel. And with each further day, noticing further change, that weight further lifted from your shoulders. Discovering yourself, using that unconscious creativity within, allowing you time to think of new ways of bringing in more money, finding further paths in which you can begin to save even more money, each and every penny and pound making that difference as you journey ever forward in a more positive frame of mind. Becoming aware of how you can float through the mirror in your mind right now into that you reflected there within that mirror, to really experience the changes that you're going to make, the action that you'll take in order to get your finances back on track, just drifting into that you there right now. Great. Noticing how you're feeling as you begin the steps to move you in the right direction. Beginning to organize your finances now. Opening those red letters and bank statements and just being calm and objective about them. Getting that clearer picture of your finances. Making headway. Picking up that phone and calling the bank or financial institutions. Discussing your finances and discovering that these people are only human as well. Planning ahead with them your repayment schedules, when you're going to be paying them, and setting a realistic amount. Allowing further weight to be lifted as you speak to loved ones and friends. Letting them know your financial situation. Using their experiences to come up with new ideas that you can save and use in your future. And with all this information that you've gathered and gained, writing down and constructing your plan, and how everything looks different in a different light when it's on one piece of paper rather than many, giving you time to really assess your situation, making those small savings in your mind right now, knowing that every penny counts, like the starfish being saved towards the changes you can make for the future. No longer impulse buying. Buying for necessity only for a while. That unconscious creativity able to help you to save more and find new ways to make money. How being able to relax with the situation can provide greater relaxation, and with that, further and more intense clarity of thought and action. Allowing yourself to travel further into your future, perhaps a few days or weeks, or months, or even years. And notice the differences that you've already made through this change. Bills reducing, becoming aware of how you feel, that weight lifting a little further, the light becoming even clearer at the end of the tunnel, being aware of how naturally you're able to live within your needs and means, enjoying life, making positive change. Excellent. And in a few moments, returning to the here and now, knowing that you've learnt well today, with a clarity of mind, knowing the steps you need to take in order to make that change for your brighter future. Becoming aware of the room around you and the noises that you can hear, and opening your eyes, coming back to the room, filled with renewed confidence and positivity. Excellent. And remember, the more you relax to this download, the more benefits you're going to notice. Remember also to check out other useful and associated sessions from hypnosisdownloads.com, such as creative problem solving and get organized. My name's Mark Tyrrell of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the best of luck to you.